Sanderson Pens podcast, episode 201 for Tuesday, October 25th. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Sanderson Pens Radio Network.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Jason, we love you. We're back.
So, here, I guess the last podcast was July 26th?
28th.
28th?
The day before my birthday.
Okay. It was sometime in July. We took a 3-month break.
It was awesome.
Pretty nice. And we had, how many shows did we have in there? We had DC,
San Fran.
Oh, that's right, San Fran.
Dallas,
Denver, and Detroit.
Yes.
So five shows in
3.5 months.
3 months. So.
God, that's awful.
But 200 podcasts in 4 years. So I guess factor in a couple weeks here and there for pen shows, holidays, things like that. That's 4 years. So
it's time for a break. But we're back. I guess back then you had just gotten back from your trip.
Yeah, I had a trip in late in June, going to Richard Binder's for his Nib workshop, and 3 days in New Hampshire, and
driving the vet to and from.
Yes, that was fun, and
it was just time to take a break. But we weren't idle while we were gone. We did a number of things. Want to start off?
So we hired a couple new people in July, I guess it was. A brand new photographer who also, we'll talk about him in a bit, a new director of marketing. They're amazing people.
They rock.
You know, we don't really need to train these people. They're really excellent. We're grateful to have really, really great people. And they're a great addition to our family dynamic.
Yep. We also started up the Appleton Pen Club. Mostly with the hard work of our marketing director, Kim. We meet on a monthly basis and we play show and tell. So far, it's been a whole lot of fun. We've had 3 meetings so far, and we've got the rest of the year planned out. And I think Kim's already working on 2017. It's a lot of fun, and we love having somebody else as point person so that it's actually happening. We tried once before, and it was just too much for us to try and do all the little details in between the store and online and shows, and so it's wonderful to have Kim.
So we just show up.
Yeah.
Although last meeting, which was last week, we talked about cleaning pens. Actually, you know, it was kind of fun. I cleaned everybody's pens all night long, so that's all I did. I should have had a little bib or something on. Hey, do we want to talk about this? Did you wear the same shirt that I am?
Gonna get there.
Are we getting there? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I should read the script maybe here. We could mention we got a new photographer, Jason. He's amazing.
He rocks.
We also promoted Steph to full-time. She does photo editing. Jason's actually so fast, we actually probably need 2 photo editors to keep up, and that's no joke. We're redoing all the photos on the website. You may have noticed a white background, a little different size. Everything gets a nice action or a beauty shot. And
we think they look pretty good.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. We're thrilled with it so far.
At the end of May, we also, you may remember, released our ink comparison tool, and it was well received, but we got some really great feedback. And one of the things that we worked on, mainly Brian, over the summer was making some tweaks and some additions to that. And it's amazing how much extra time that takes.
Well, we had a lot of good suggestions. We're now actually in our third version of the tool. We can drag and drop, which is a lot of fun. If you have the latest version of Penworld that just came out, there's an article about it. You can drag and drop. You can email to a friend. You can save a link. You can post it on social media. and there's actually more improvements coming. So we're still working on it, but it's a pretty, I think the tool is pretty good right now. We're getting people to submit
ideas
and inks that have been discontinued. We're getting some inks coming in.
Yeah, it's kind of tempting, some of these discontinued or unusual inks. It's
what did we get the other day? Did we get some Mont Blanc in? What was it? Did we get Jonathan Swift? Did we see that?
It hasn't made it up to me yet, okay, to swab. But yeah, so if you've got anything you'd love to add to the tool, ink-wise, send us a little sample and we would love to add it. Let's see what else is going on since we were here in July.
We got somebody else is in the office. What's
our,
his name?
Our dear friend Eric Odosko has been here with us since June. He came back from the Raleigh Pen Show with us. And he has been whipping us into shape with social media and with the rest of the creative team. And it's been such a fun ride. We've just had so much fun, and everybody in the creative suite is just, there's just so much laughter and so much productivity. I feel like a slacker in the office.
You're not a slacker.
I know, but you know. They're over there singing today at the end of the day.
I don't know what the heck
playing
that was.
Some song. Some it is stuck
hippopotamus
in my head.
Song? What was that? I don't know.
All I want for Christmas is a hippopotamus.
Yeah. So anyway, so Eric's on board, and we mentioned Jason, but he also has video experience, and he's the creator of that new intro to the podcast,
which is so much fun,
as well as a couple other intros for videos and some other stuff that's going on. So props and big shout out to Jason
and Briley, his girlfriend. And hugs to Briley.
I don't have a sound anymore. So all these things take more time and collaboration than most people think. So it's been wonderful to get Jason to hammer some of this stuff out. So
yep,
we got some new stuff.
Yeah, so that's what we were doing during the break. New stuff to gush about. That's how I put it.
First thing.
This is to die for.
What is this beautiful?
This
pen here
is the Sailor 105th anniversary pen. And it is gorgeous.
This thing is made out of ebonite, and it's blue, black, and navy ebonite, and it's faceted. Friction fit cap, really just a great, great looking pen. We just got them in,
yesterday?
Yesterday.
I'm surprised we have any left.
There's only 10 in the United States.
Yes. 10. So if you want it, now is the time.
They made 500 worldwide. Japan got 400. The rest of the world got 100. United States got 10. So
we're grateful to have gotten any.
We're grateful to have gotten any, and I wish we'd have gotten more because I would keep one of these. It's so great. You got to check out this nib. Look at that special nib. It kind of says 105th on it, 21 karat. This is the same size as on the 1911 large or on the Pro Gear, the full-size Pro Gear. But it kind of looks like the old-style Sailor nib. A little bit simpler design. Cool.
It's a gorgeous piece.
It's a really, really neat pen. So that came in. Also, this guy...
Skip the question, by the way.
Skip the question?
Yeah.
What's the question?
Down the road. Skip the question. This is gorgeous. We actually have friends who own this pen, and it's amazing. This is the Harlequin?
This is the Harlequin, yep.
You know, Christmas is coming.
Really? Well, if Christmas is coming, then this bad boy right here is the one that I want. How do you pronounce it? The Jacques de Molay.
There you go.
Really a stunning pen. And these pens are made sterling silver guilloche with a hard enamel. Essentially, it's glass. If you were to accidentally drop this pen, it would the enamel would actually break. It's glass.
So don't drop it.
So don't drop it. Beautiful, beautiful pens. Lots of them. Lots of options. David comes out with a new pen every year. Also does come available in rollerballs. I don't have those on the site yet, but neat, you know, really
it's a work of art.
It's a work of art, a craftsman.
It's like a Fabergé egg that you can write with. Mm-hmm. And David Oscarson is one of the nicest, most humble people you will ever want to meet. We love him.
Yeah.
Every time we get to see him in D.C. and Dallas, where else do we see him? L.A., a couple other shows. Just such a sweetheart.
Yeah, nice guy. I look for he may actually be coming up.
Yes.
November, December, I think he was talking, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, super nice guy. Would be awesome to have him in the store. We chat almost every week. We're sending emails back and forth. So.
nice guy.
What else do we got here?
Oh, my baby. New Sailor Inc. The long-awaited re-release of 8 of the 2010 Four Seasons Inks. A couple years ago, they re-released 8 of them. And then just a couple weeks ago, they re-released the balance of the 2010 Four Seasons Inks. And these are gorgeous. Course, absolutely beautiful.
The one we show here is the Ken Mokusei, which is the apricot
replacement,
as it were. That's gone. But what a wonderful color.
It's just juicy.
Juicy, yeah, that's a good word for it. I would have liked to try it actually in the pen for our little ink challenge that we were doing, but
we didn't quite
get there.
Next time.
So those have been popular. Next up,
wow,
Twisby Lime Green Eco.
Go. All right, I just have to say, holy cow, this thing is bright. We knew it was going to be bright when it came out, and I've had conversations with Philip at Twisby, and he agrees this thing is like glow stick bright. Limited edition, so if you are one of those people who are collecting each of the 580 ALs or the Ecos or, you know, all the different colors, this thing could double as like a glow stick or an emergency light in on a dark road.
Yeah, it's
kind of growing on me though.
Well, you know, it's something else, really. It's you know, and the image is not.
It's brighter in person.
I was gonna say the image is not actually, you know, we haven't photoshopped anything here, but yeah, it's bright. If you want something, you're never going to miss this thing if it's in your bag. It's
ladies, it jumps you will out never you, yeah. lose this in your purse. So never.
I can see the, you know, the people that would like this in.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's absolutely not. There's like it's not really serious. It's not there.
Shy.
It's not shy. Yeah. So that came in, and then. Monteverde came along and they came out with a bunch of new ink colors.
Somebody went crazy. That's all I have to say. Crazy. I think it's 23 new inks. Or is that including?
That's including. So okay. What Monteverde did what Waterman did many years ago. They added 13 colors to the lineup, and then they changed the names of the original 10. So
we've got a cheat sheet on the store on the wall.
Yeah, we'll have something. I think we're gonna put something on the blog that lists what the old color is versus what the new color is. But included in the new 13 are two document inks.
Yes,
which is nice, and they also come in 90, as well as.
Well, the 90 mil or the standard
size. Is the standard size, right? And 30 mil bottles, so a little smaller bottles.
Nicely done. New labels. I think better labeling of the color on the bottle. They did a nice job. They put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, the box is a little nicer. It doesn't have that hole that used to have the color piece of paper in it. And the, you know, in the nice 30 mil bottles, those have become a little more popular. You know, maybe mm-hmm. you don't want a 3 mil sample, but they're nice. Got some nice looking colors, and I think most of them, they've been trickling in. Most of them are in the ink tool, and on the website. So, but But that came in. That was fun.
And then this bad boy.
And we stumbled across this. And for those of you Sailor fans, you might recognize this pen. This is the Sailor Pro Gear Regency Stripe. And this pen was discontinued earlier this year. Actually, January, I believe, was the last time that we had one. Does that sound about right? We sold the last one at the Philadelphia show.
I think so. And thank God you already have one.
I have one of these. It's a great pen. It has a little bit of weight to it because of that rhodium plated overlay. Japan said this pen is too heavy. And they discontinued it. We actually found one.
Grabbed it faster than you can say, what the heck is that?
There it is.
Yep. So if you've considered it, grab it now. It will not last long. And Brian, does it have the same nib yours has?
Yes, it does. Yeah, okay, it has a broad nib.
So Brian's not going to keep it, thank God.
No. You know, and it can be, if we have other nibs, we can swap too. That's not a problem.
It's a gorgeous pen.
Really nice pen. But what else is going on? Outlet, you want to talk about that?
I do. I love sales. We are getting ready. Well, I do. Most people do. We are getting ready for the holidays, and a lot of new stuff is coming in and on the way and slated to arrive before Thanksgiving. So we have put a boatload of stuff in the outlet. Things that that companies have discontinued, things that we will no longer be carrying, things that have been on sale or we've just had too long.
Yeah, I think at last count we added 471 items last week. There's actually a few more that weren't on the list that I meant to add in. Yep.
Check it out, lots of good stuff.
And that's pens, ink, and paper, too.
Yes, yes. So. And then we received an email 2 days ago, a couple days ago, about the Lamy Lux, the LX. They were far more popular than Lamy expected. The U.S. did not get the full shipment that everyone was expecting. And then we received an email this week, it's kind of sad, letting us know what was in stock in Texas and when we could expect the rest of the inventory to come in. And it's not until January or February. Part of the problem is there was a fire in the factory that makes the cases, and that has delayed production quite a bit.
So does that mean if people want to buy a Lux, there's a fire sale?
Nice. I read it twice, like, okay, is this a joke? And it's going to be hit and miss what's available, and it's going to be January or February for the rose gold and assorted nib sizes in assorted colors. It's really kind of random.
Yeah, it wasn't rose gold, it was completely out.
Yes, which is sad, because
it's
really
the one that
you wanted.
I told you to take it. Huh? It's a nice looking pen. Yeah, I think they did a good job with it. The case is nice. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit more expensive. It's in that $50 range, but it looks nice.
Yeah, it's they did a nice job, mm-hmm. And the case is really cool.
Yeah,
it reminds me of a retro case.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, metal retro case. Exactly. Yeah, and you could easily throw that in your bag or whatever, and you won't have to worry about. It's a little bulky, but it's not too bad. Hopefully I wonder if they'll come out with other colors.
Blue.
Turquoise maybe would
be
neat,
cool.
Wouldn't it? That would be cool.
Like a teal green? Sort of like the blue green, but darker?
Okay.
All right. Well, let's send in those suggestions.
Send in those suggestions. Yeah. Okay. Down the road, what's coming out soon?
Knock cases will be here this week.
Okay.
We'll have those up on the site, and as soon as they come in, we'll take some pictures.
And how many different styles of cases do we have? Is there four, five, six?
I don't know. I just
bunch.
Emailed Brad and said, send me some of everything. We're also getting in the index cards and their little notebooks. So those are going to be fun.
Good.
Yep.
Good. Shimmertastic. Mm-hmm. New colors coming in.
We received some samples of those, and that one's okay. Okay. So we swabbed them up, and I believe they're all on the site, right?
I have no idea.
We can't keep track anymore.
I'm busy getting this thing all together this week, man.
But the new Shimmertastic colors are really pretty. I swabbed them all. They sent us some advanced samples. And just like the colors from the first round, they're really pretty. You've got shimmer with both gold and silver. Some cool colors.
Well, we've got one coming out, on Thursday for our Think Thursday. Is really a nice color, the moon dust. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye out for that on the blog on Thursday. And we'll still slowly have Chris start to work some of those into the weekly rotation.
Another pen that is coming out soon is the Twisby AL in pink. Also going to be a limited run. It looks like a pretty color. It doesn't look too pastel. It's not too bright. They did a nice job. So I'm excited to see that. We'll get that up on the site so you can do your back in stock notices. We heard from Philip, and there are a number of other things in the works, and they're really impressive with some of their creativity.
Eric says we have to say it, moon dust.
Okay.
Penchos coming up. Can we talk about penchos?
First, we'll talk about our shirts.
Okay.
Dun-da-da. We have our Colorado pencho. Where's my thing? Right. T-shirts on. It's actually cold in here, so I'm covered up. We picked up the staff t-shirts 2 years ago, I think, in Colorado. And this year the t-shirts were green, and I collect all things pencho ephemera related. So Ed and Leslie let us have the t-shirts, and we promised we would wear them. Those of you who have not gone to the Colorado show, it's a really good show.
Great show. Yeah.
We have a good time.
Best year ever. I mean, it's 3 years running, but the hotel is fantastic. I was on the phone with Ed today trying to lock down everything for next year. Big plans for next year already.
Anything good?
I can't say.
Oh, man.
Let's just say it won't be quite as loud.
Yes. Snap.
Really, I mean, it's grown. Next year is probably going to be even bigger. Everybody in one room is the goal next year.
Yep.
Some good stuff. I came home with a couple of cool pens and little Esterbrook copies from Japan. And you got to see some of our good friends that we only see in Denver, so.
I came home with a pen. Our friend Pete always brings me a Retro 51 that I don't have to
Pete's,
add to my
Pete's
collection.
Great. I like Pete. Yeah.
But he just knows I'm a sucker for Retro 51s that I don't have, so he brought me.
I think he bought that especially for you.
He did.
Yeah.
He bought two. One for him, one for me, and then he knows he's going to see me and I'm going to buy it, and we're both happy.
next year it'll be $100 or something.
No, fine. It's fine. So much love to Ed and Leslie for the amazing job you do in Colorado.
Yep, good job. But perhaps my favorite pen show.
You say that about every pen show.
No. This one
except
for the one. This one I truly mean. I really do. Columbus pen show is coming up in a couple of weeks, actually. November 10th, 11th. 12th and 13th, and that's Thursday through Sunday. It's for us, it's probably the longest show of the year. We don't have to drive. It's not too far of a drive, but we're at the show for 4 days. Terry Mayhorter puts on a great show, couple of auctions. There's something going on every night. Looking forward to it. It's packed, packed full of pens.
Thank God we're busy and you can't get out of the
That's
ballroom.
What auctions are for. I don't know I haven't checked the website to see if there's going to be anything on the auction that's interesting, but I always have, I have pickers now. I don't know if you know that.
I do, and when I see George, I'm going to yell at him.
George and...
Rob.
And a bunch of people, a bunch of guys that come up to me and almost always have some new Paul Word, Aiken Lambert, some old hard rubber pen.
I think I scared Pierce.
You scared Pierce last year. I got busted last year. I was trying to sneak a pen. I haven't tried to sneak a pen in a long time, and I don't think I can do it anymore. But Pierce came up to me and says, I got this pen. You got to have it. And I said, come and see me on Sunday. And I forgot about it, but he didn't. And he came up to me on Sunday. He handed me the pen. He says, here you go. How much, you know? And we came up with a price. And I waited till Lisa was looking the other way and handed him the money.
And that didn't work so
well. Or I waited till you left or something. I forget how it worked. You left. I'm like, hang on.
I came back and Pierce blew it. He had this guilty look on his face, like, oh crap, she's back. I didn't do anything.
It's a great pen, and it has this weird mechanism on the back, and I've yet to actually to mess with it, but it looks like it unscrews. But
it's been a year and you haven't touched it.
Well, you know, I've been busy and working on things, so. You know, sometimes it's better to leave well enough alone. So,
if you are thinking about attending the Columbus Pen Show and there's something you know that you want, and maybe we sell out early or it's something we don't normally bring,
specific ink or something,
buy it online and choose Pen Show Pickup at checkout, and that way you will save on shipping. And it, when you pick it up at the show, it already feels like you've been shopping because you're walking around with a bag already.
It's sort of like free because it doesn't come out of the pen show budget. That's how exactly. I look at it. So that's coming up actually in a couple weeks already.
But that's the last one of the year.
That's the last one of the year.
And then we have 2 months off till Philly?
2 months off till Philly. So
awesome.
That's going to be good. What else was I going to say? I was going to say something. I forgot.
What was it about?
I don't remember.
Buying pens I don't know about?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
You know,
over to your left.
How long has it been since you bought a pen without a nib? Like, people don't even tease you about that anymore. I have gotten you out of the habit. Yes.
I buy pens without nibs if I have to. There is just a case for that. And
what's this over here?
What is what? Never mind. don't look over there. Anyway. What else do we have? There was one last thing I thought we had to talk about. I can't remember what it is.
I don't know.
It was a fleeting moment.
I guess.
Anyway.
Should have written it down.
I should have written it down. But
that's it.
Is that it? I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Let us know how you like the new format.
I'm not sure how I like it.
tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper. And make sure to follow the blog for news, ink reviews, Midweek Mojo, and all sorts of other stuff. Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens, of course. So,
bye.
Good night, everyone.